Blog Talk Radio.
From Jill Scott called Celibacy Blues. That was nice, very nice. And I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. Tonight, my expert guest and I will explore the topic of celibacy and whether or not it is a played-out practice or if it's catching on in today's modern world. If you're curious about celibacy and what it entails, our guest will be able to answer your questions as well as how you can be successful if celibacy is your goal. Here to help kick the discussion off tonight is Cherie. Cherie's Mirror Project focuses on addressing internal flaws and issues. The idea behind this initiative is to encourage individuals to come to terms with the habits and insecurities threatening to dissolve or hinder the progress of successful friendships and relationships. Cherie has been blessed with the privilege to speak with students all over America as it pertains to the significance of continued education, facing their fears and failures, as well as maintaining celibacy. Encouraging these individuals to commit to both God and family while pursuing their dreams, Cherie has brought a wave of fresh air to an impoverished era trapped between hope and fear. Good evening, Cherie. Great to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's going to be very, very interesting. Actually, your mentor, Hassani Pettiford, and his wife, Danielle, will be joining us after the show break about 30 minutes from now. So we'll give you the floor to talk to myself and our listeners about your personal experience with celibacy and how you're using it to inspire others to lead a sexually chaste life. Let's start off by talking about what motivated you to become celibate, or have you always led a celibate life?
Well, it started for me being raised in church. I've been in church since I was 8 years old. And, of course, it was instilled in me not to have sex before marriage. So, and when I got to my teenage years, whenever I was trying to push those values aside, I was thinking about what I was taught, and I was so guilty, and ultimately talked myself out of doing something that I would later regret. I got saved when I was 20 years old, and I had pretty close calls, but somebody told me when I was, I think, about 19, that don't share your honeymoon experience with somebody that you haven't been on a honeymoon with. And that just stuck with me that I wanted to keep that. So it's beyond just I can't do this because I'm saved. It's like I won't do it. I just don't want to share that experience with anybody that's not my husband. So it's so important to me, and I tell people all the time that it's great. It's just so beneficial. I love it.
And so are you in your 20s, 30s? Just I don't need to know the exact age, but I was just kind of wondering, you know, what your age, how long you've been at this, basically.
I'm 32 years old, and I am a 32-year-old virgin.
Wow. That is very commendable. Definitely want to know how you were able to do this. I know a lot of our listeners are curious. And I do want to welcome, you know, all of our guests that are in the chat room tonight. If you do have any comments or questions for Cherie or Hassani and Danielle later on when they join the program, or if you have any questions for me, you can give us a call at 714-409-0610. I have posted that number in the chat room. We'll do it again for those of you just joining. And if you're on the phone line, please hang tight. Just want to get into a few questions with Cherie, and we'll definitely come to you so that you can weigh in on tonight's topic. Cherie, you have you said that you are a celibacy educator and speaker. I said in the intro, you know, that you have talked to young adults, teenagers, students all over America. How did you get into that line of work?
It wasn't something that I wanted to promote initially. I wanted to be extremely personal, but I began to see the need when I would go to different workshops to present about different topics, and they would be so candid. And I'm like, wow, you know, you guys are so experienced. They were telling me things like, oh, you do this and you do that, and I'm like, what? And so it became a need for me to speak about it, and it's been a wonderful experience because they can't believe that at my age that I've done it. And I can't believe either. God has been really, really good to me that I have the strength to do what I'm doing.
I mean, it is definitely a difficult thing to do. I've had periods of celibacy myself. So, yeah, I definitely know how challenging, you know, that can be in trying to juggle that with being a Christian. Many of you in the audience can possibly identify as well, and you might want to share your personal stories of struggle and triumph as well. Again, you can call into the program or you can simply post your comments in the chat room. Cherie, you have written a learning resource that you'd like to give away to one of our listeners tonight. Tell us about that, the name of the book that you wrote, and tell us what it's about.
I wrote a book. It came out February 2013, titled What Are You Bringing to the Table? And the book, initially, when guys hear, they're like, oh, gosh, she's talking about what do guys got to have a Mercedes, a six-figure income. And it's not about that. The book is catered to women, asking them, are you the one? Because I find that a lot of times women get together and they're talking about what a guy needs to bring to the table, as opposed to looking at with themselves and saying, okay, I have issues and I'm bringing it to the table. It's more than just my master's degree and what I drive and where I live. It's also the unforgiveness, the bad credit. Fear, abuse, all of that thing, all of those things you are bringing to the table. And I don't want to keep them under the rug. I want to put them on the table and talk about them. So I'm excited to give one book away to someone.
Just one. She emphasized it. Did you notice that?
Just one. book away. More books are available on my website,